Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you on the program today. There's no doubt about it. Every person who exercises regularly, whether an athlete or not, will have to cope with a lack of enthusiasm at one time or another. So how can you stay motivated to work out? Just do it was one of Nike's rallying slogans in the late 1990s, but sometimes it can be tough to live up to. In fact, every person who decides to exercise will face, sooner or later, a lack of motivation, boredom, or burnout with a fitness program. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, is an expert in healthy living and high-level fitness as well as exercise motivation. In fact, she was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles decades ago, and to this day, among other things, she still works with lots of celebrities and Fortune 500 leaders in her hometown of Brentwood in Los Angeles and worldwide to get and keep them healthy and fit. We'll find out her secrets on today's program to staying motivated to exercise and preventing exercise burnout. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Looking forward to this. How you been?
Well, thank you. I've been well, and I love this topic because I think everyone can relate to not feeling motivated at one time or another about working out. So we're going to get everybody charged up to work out probably before the program's even over.
I am sure people will be leaving halfway through to go outside and jog through the neighborhood. We're basically talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information, of course, at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, and the topic of a new book of hers that we'll talk about here in a second. But let's start with the basics. Why is exercise fitness such an important part of staying healthy and staying youthful as well? Why is this so important?
Well, there's no doubt about it. All the patterns of modern living have channeled the average American into an increasingly sedentary existence. But we as human beings, Rick, we're all designed and built for movement, and we have not physiologically adapted well to this reduced level of activity. So we all need regular exercise, not only to develop and maintain an optimal level of health, but also if you want a more youthful appearance, mental clarity, high energy, strong muscles, endurance, flexibility of joints. It improves your immune system. It provides an outlet for job-related tensions or mental fatigue. It picks up your spirits. It aids in weight control. It helps your posture. And research indicates that much of the degeneration of bodily function and structure is associated, you know, that's part of premature aging, seems to be reduced if you have frequent participation in a vigorous exercise program. So this is what we want everyone to do who's listening today, to adopt a regular exercise program.
Boy, that's very convincing. And there are people, though, that you talk to that say, you know, I'm healthy, I eat right, I try to eat right, but I don't exercise a lot. Can you stay healthy without exercise?
Absolutely not. It is imperative. It's as important as good nutrition and getting enough sleep at night. You know, I'd almost put it right there at the top of the list. So you've got to make sure it's a non-negotiable practice in your daily lifestyle.
We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workout. Information available at our website. You can link on directly to Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Number one on your list of 15 surefire tips is make a commitment. I guess that's where it all begins. How do you go about making a commitment? How do we start?
That's right, and this is the very beginning. If you want to succeed in anything in life, and especially with your exercise goals, you've got to be committed. You see, I hear people tell me all the time that they're committed to exercise, but, oh, I can't exercise for a week or two because I'm too busy. When you're committed to something, you don't let your excuses get in the way. And if you're ready for a commitment, then you'll immediately arrange your personal circumstances so that your lifestyle totally supports your commitment. So it's important to first start with a commitment. And this means, Rick, you've got to have some self-discipline. And I see discipline as the ability to carry out a resolution long after the mood or the enthusiasm has left you.
Yeah, and that's so important because after a while, it's sort of the same old thing, and it's pretty difficult. It's pretty easy to say, okay, I've done this now for a couple of weeks. What's a day off or 2 days off? The key to that is a commitment. Once you make a solid commitment, you're basically with the program on an ongoing long-term basis.
That's absolutely right. And this segues well into tip two, and that is to be consistent.
Yes.
Because repetition is the key to mastery, and lack of it is the road to failure. And you and I have talked about this before, Rick, about how ages ago, Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So keep in mind that it takes at least 21 days for your mind and body to create a new habit and stop resisting. And during this time, the 21 days, remind yourself that for these consecutive days, you're going to stick with your new exercise program. So I always say start with that. That will help to establish a new habit. And if you skip a day within the 21 days, you've got to start back over at day one. But no one's saying you've got to do this for a year or 6 months. Most people can commit and stick to a program of 21 days. And after 21 days, you'll actually be feeling so good and feel so motivated that you'll want to work out every day after that.
Yeah, do you hit the point where this is not sort of, you know, a nuisance? I have to do this. I've got to go. Excuse me. I'm going to go exercise for an hour because I have to. To the point where, no, the first thing I'm planning late afternoon is my exercise routine, and I'll fit everything else around that. Do we get to the point where we don't want to give up that exercise regime that we're on, regimen?
You absolutely do, because you start, you know, looking in the mirror and seeing how you look, and the clothes fit better, and you have more energy, and you sleep better, and you've lost weight, and people are commenting on how great you look. So, of course, you'll want to continue it after that, because you feel fantastic.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest back in the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. The video version of this program is at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can look for the video icon there, YouTube, and you'll be able to watch the program on video. This is part one. Part two will be on next week, where we'll finish up the list. We talked about making the commitment, being consistent. This is so important, I believe, clearly defining your fitness goals. Talk about the key to that and the fact that we really need to be realistic as we're doing this.
Yeah, that's right. And you want to make both short and long-term goals. The short-term goals are important because with them, you become immediately involved with the life process. Short-term goals are fairly easy to reach, you know, and then you receive reinforcement for your intentions. You're rewarded for your positive action, and this creates a positive mental attitude. It builds confidence, tends to neutralize failure patterns that are imprinted in your subconscious mind. So let's say perhaps you've just started walking or running, and you want to, let's say your goal would be to run a 10K race, maybe in 6 months. Whatever is important to you, write it down on paper. And just because your goals are on paper doesn't mean that they can't be changed at some point. So write down your goals.
Number four is reaffirm your fitness goals on a daily basis. Talk about the importance of doing that reaffirmation. And I think you touched on that because I wrote them down 2 weeks ago, my situation's changed. I can go back and modify it.
Yes, and I say write them out and post them where you can see them every day, like maybe on the refrigerator door or the bathroom mirror. And as you achieve your goals, you set new ones. And in addition to this concise list of goals, make another list for how you're going to achieve your goals. So let me get even more specific than I did in the last tip. Let's say you've been jogging for 6 months, and now you're up to 4 miles, 4 times a week. One of your goals might be to run a 10K race in a month, maybe a marathon in a year, and to increase your strength and lose inches. So then you map out a jogging program that gradually increases your mileage weekly, that has some great weight training in the program, and you'll find that when you have this in front of you, these goals, short and long term, and a plan of how to do it in front of you every day, then you remember it, and it's like you recommit every day. If you just put them in a desk drawer and don't see them, it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's easy to get sidetracked.
So basically, every day you can do that reaffirmation visually as you're looking to see what you've got and everything that you've got posted. And you talk about keeping track of your daily progress. Talk about that and the importance of that, and what happens when we have a day when we don't make any progress, because sometimes mentally that can play on us.
That's right. You know, in one of the rooms of my home, maybe this is too much info, but I have displayed on a wall a large year-at-a-glance calendar, and I have to do that because I get invited to give talks often a year in advance, and sometimes longer. But on that calendar, I also write down my workouts every day. Now, you could do this in your weekly or your monthly calendar. You don't have to have a year at a glance. But I do that because it's highly motivating, and I get to see over the past weeks and months all that I've accomplished in my workouts. And on those days I don't feel so motivated to work out, I look at the calendar and realize I don't want to ruin my track record with too many non-workout days. So consider keeping some type of fitness diary.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on today's program, Exercise Motivation, 15 Surefire Tips to Enjoy, Enrich, and Energize Your Workouts. We've got a couple more that we're going to do in this program. Next week, we'll pick up with part two. This one, I think, is they're all crucial, but this one, share your fitness goals with a friend. That sort of takes your commitment to a different level, doesn't it, once you verbalize it to someone else who's going to be sort of watching to see if you live up to that.
That's right. And I've always found it beneficial to confide in a friend or friends and tell them my goals for training, maybe I want to lose weight. Because oftentimes, Rick, it's easy to let yourself down and break commitments, but it's harder to get off course when a caring, supportive friend is checking up to see how you're progressing. But make sure it's a nice, trusted friend with whom you feel comfortable, and not someone who will bring up your slipbacks, and you will have some at the next office party.
It's interesting because we're looking for somebody to, again, an affirmation. They're a support for us. They're also a motivating factor for us. Be realistic is point number seven, the last one we're going to talk about in the program today. And I touched on that earlier. How important is it not to exceed our abilities when we're sitting down and putting those goals together? I'm going to run in a 10K. That's probably never going to happen. So I really shouldn't put that down, should I?
Well, let's talk about this. You don't want you don't want to set yourself up to fail. So let's just say you've started a walking program and maybe you're up to 2 miles nonstop. So you don't want to make one of your goals to run a marathon at the end of the month. That wouldn't be realistic. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's impossible. I, more than anybody else, I believe in miracles, but it would definitely take a miracle for a typical person to get in shape for a marathon that quickly, and part of staying motivated to exercise is staying injury-free. So setting your goals will help you be realistic. And I always say make 3 lists of goals, one to cover the next month, and these can be changed daily or weekly, one for the next 6 months, and these you might change monthly, and one to cover the entire year, and these might change quarterly.
You know, and it's interesting, when I asked that question, and you started off, and I think you're going to say you can undersell too, right? Don't sell yourself short. Just thinking, okay, my goal is to, I'm going to walk to the garage in the morning instead of take the golf cart. We really need to expand that a little bit and push us as well, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's this funny joke that says something like this, that I've signed up and I joined a gym and I've been a member for 4 months, and I haven't lost any weight. Obviously, you have to show up. and you do have to show up. And again, I always say, if you're not very motivated to work out, start with that 21-day agreement at the beginning. And then you'll be more motivated after 21 days because you'll see such changes in your body that you'll feel absolutely terrific.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. All the information is available at her website, which is susansmithjones.com. And congratulations are in order, coming out very soon. A new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information is available at the website. And from what I've seen in the book, there are really a lot of great tips in there. Tips we've talked about in the program today, a lot more tips that you give during the course of writing the book. Talk about that, because this is really going to help a lot of people.
Yeah, it's all about the ABCs of exercise. You can find it at my website. But I cover in detail, and it's full color, by the way, with beautiful photos. And you know, I taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. So this book gives all of my best information that I've shared worldwide for decades about overall high-level wellness, how to get the most from your workouts, ways to stay motivated to exercise in much more detail than we're discussing today, tips to prevent boredom, burnout, and injury, the best exercises to look younger, bolster energy, and lose weight. And of course, this is always important because I'm asked this constantly, how to fight excess fat by mastering your metabolism. I even have a chapter all about how to incorporate prayer walking to or prayer hiking to enhance your mental and spiritual health. And I even cover how to turn your dreams into reality and the power of choice. So it's all in my new book, which is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And you can find details about the book. You can read the foreword. You can see the cover. And it's all at susansmithjones.com.
And I've had a chance to look at the book, and there's so much information in there. We're just scratching the surface on the program today. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Well, it's summertime, and we're going to keep you fit. With us on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information available at the website, susansmithjones.com. We're going through 15 surefire tips. We've already covered the first seven. These are available by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or to Susan's website. You can listen and watch the first part of this. We're going to pick up on today's program and give you some motivation to get you going. Susan, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's always wonderful to be with you.
You know, we've talked about the commitments. We talked about having the goals. We talked about the consistency. It can be very boring, and that's one of the reasons people list oftentimes for, geez, I'm just out there thinking to myself, and I'm bored in doing this. Point number nine you talk about is listen to music while exercising. How important is that? Because it really takes your mind, you forget you're exercising.
Exercise can be boring, let's just face it. And like you said, especially if you're working out alone. So music can do wonders, you know, either with a radio, headphones, or even singing if the activity adapts to it. Maybe not in the middle of the gym in your local
yes.
YMCA, do you want to belt out some songs. But I have a home gym, and I find that it's my favorite way to exercise, especially if I'm lifting weights or doing maybe the elliptical or a treadmill that I have. Because it keeps me on target, and it just is so motivating. In fact, about an hour before we started this, I was on my rower in my home gym with some great music, and it makes all the difference in the world.
When you choose that music, I know some people, my wife has music of 130 beats per minute that she walks with. That helps her keep her pace. Do you need something like that? Because my music, I've got like, you know, fast music. I've got slow music, you know, ballads, the whole thing. Does the music set the tempo for the workout?
You know, it's whatever music you like. I love to often listen to those old standards. They don't have the best beat for exercise, but they make me feel so good, and I know all the words. And
yes.
I often, if I'm in my home gym, I'll often sing along with the songs. So you just pick whatever music motivates you. And another tip, too, you know, this is another one of them to prevent exercise boredom is to exercise with a friend, because it can often be easier to exercise if you have a friend to give you support. And it's harder to let a friend down if you've agreed to work out together. Now, I enjoy training alone at times, but many times I'm grateful to friends for getting me through workouts that I probably would have skipped if I were out working alone, you know, outside. So working out with a friend helps to prevent boredom, and it's interesting how my closest friendships throughout my life have been those with whom I've worked out on a regular basis. Yesterday morning, a friend met me at the trailhead here in near Santa Monica where I live, and we met at 5:30 in the morning because it's light at 5:30 in the morning now at that time, and I was tired. And if my friend wasn't meeting me, I probably would have slept in, but I don't want to make her stand there and wait that early in the morning all alone and have me not show up. So it absolutely got me out of bed, dressed, into my car to meet her. And you never, Rick, will finish a workout and say, oh, I wished I hadn't worked out today. You will never do that. Often before a workout, you might have all these reasons why you can take a day off. It doesn't matter. People who love you don't care about a bigger waistline. But these are all things that come into your head. Just let the thoughts go by, and you stick with your commitment. Because after you've worked out, you know, and especially if you work out in the morning, you set the tone, the positive tone, for the entire day.
We're talking about surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Point number 10, and you can find all of these at our website, our website as well, is keep variety in your workouts. How important is that is to move things around a little bit, obviously to prevent that boredom from creeping in as well?
Yeah, that's right. And to keep exercise interesting, and to also, Rick, lower the likelihood of injury. You want to alternate high-impact activities like maybe step aerobics or spinning or jogging or hiking the steep hills with more low-impact ones like swimming or walking. You know, vary your activities. This is known as cross-training, so that you won't get bored. In other words, don't do the same thing day after day after day. And by varying your activity, you'll ensure that you have a more balanced body, you know, more balance in all your muscles. And also select accessible activities. Maybe you go to a nearby aerobics class or health club. Maybe you swim in the local pool or the pool in your backyard or the university. But I always recommend to have a few pieces of equipment in your home for those days that you can't get out to exercise.
You also talk about visualization, which is so important in setting goals, and particularly fitness goals. Talk about the role of visualization.
I love this one. This is one of my favorites for any goal in your life. You
yes.
want to visualize, and we're talking about fitness, your fitness goals as already accomplished. And when you do that, it increases your motivation and keeps you on course. It's been discovered, Rick, that the subconscious part of the brain cannot tell the difference between fantasy and reality, between the visualization and the actual event taking place. So in doing this on a regular basis, by visualizing the end result of the fitness goal you want to achieve, you will discover that your actions and behavior regarding your achievement of the goal seem to come into alignment more easily and readily without much resistance, and you continue in the right direction. I love what Henry David Thoreau once said. If you advance confidently and the direction of your dreams and endeavor to live the life you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. I love that. And he also said, one of my favorite quotes, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day.
With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information available at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. It's been said with all of her books, nearly 30 now. We'll talk about the new one here in a second. And all the information on the website, it's like a holistic health app. A lot of great information there. Allow some time when you go to the website because you're going to be amazed at all the great information there. We're going through the 15 tips. The first part of this program aired a week ago. You can find it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, iTunes, Google Play as well. We're up to using affirmations now. And tell me about the importance of that and some affirmations that we can use, short, easy to remember, that will keep us going in the right direction.
Yeah, positive affirmations, they always enhance motivation. And they can be mental or verbal or written, or you could record them on a CD for listening. And you want to select a phrase that embodies your goal, and you want to work from the end of your idealized condition. So keep in mind that they always need to be positive and in the present. For example, instead of saying, I will never eat junk food again, and I'm not fat, say instead, remember, positive and present, as though this were your current reality. I choose healthy foods that support my fit, lean body. So it's easy to create these affirmations, and you can put them on 3x5 cards and post them in your car, in your home, on the refrigerator, and say them on a regular basis. And not only just verbally say them, but feel the joy and thanksgiving you would feel if this were your current reality. In other words, you want to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That makes you achieve your goals at a much faster rate.
Talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. And you talk about resting at least once a week. Talk about that, and I'm sure this goes back to the injury situation we talked about before, because too often you hear people that really push it, they get injured, and suddenly they're out of commission for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They can't do anything during that period.
Yeah, that's true for sure, and I've gone through some periods like that. Not often. I'm very cautious, but, you know, I've been tired, and I've jogged, and I stepped in a little hole I didn't see in the grass and sprained an ankle. So you want to be aware of all this. Now, I always say, Rick, after the initial 21-day period of daily exercise that establishes the new habit, then you might want to take one day off a week for rest. And maybe on those rest days, you stretch or do a little yoga or easy walking. But taking a day off allows the body to repair the muscles and build up energy. And this also helps to avoid injury from overuse. So taking some time off is a great thing to do for keeping your motivation up. And don't feel guilty, because weekly respites from exercise are actually great for your body.
How important is it to exercise outdoors? You have that as a tip, and I find when I can get outdoors, it's a whole new, obviously, whole new world out there. You feel so much better outdoors.
That is my favorite place to work out, much more than my home gym. And all this great new research from England's University of Essex shows that just 5 minutes of green exercise, like walking or jogging outdoors, around your neighborhood, gardening, biking, hiking, not only helps your body, gets it in shape, but boosts your self-esteem and mood. And this study is consistent with previous research showing that outdoor walks combat depression much more than mall walks do. You know, lots of people these days walk in the mall. And besides that, if you're outdoors and it's sunny, you'll get a little vitamin D.
Yes.
So as I tell all my clients and friends and family, take your workouts outdoors in nature whenever possible. because it will help fix what ails you. It will help keep you motivated to your program. And being in nature is one of the best ways to heal and rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit.
You also talk about the importance of rewarding yourself, and I'm assuming you're not talking about a double scoop at the end of the workout. What do we do to reward ourselves?
Maybe a double scoop of guacamole and cut-up vegetables.
My favorite, yes, thank you.
Right. Well, so, all right, you've worked out hard, you've been consistent, you're seeing positive changes in your body, so reward yourself. For me, it might be getting a massage or a shiatsu session, or maybe I buy a new pair of clothes after maybe like a track suit or track shoes, workout shoes. Or maybe I just take a few hours off just for myself to be pampered. Maybe a facial or a mani-pedi or spend time out in nature. Treat yourself to something special because you deserve it. And rewards increase motivation and create positive, happy associations with your exercise program.
A couple minutes left in the program. Very important is getting set to exercise. You're eating, you're drinking. Anything we can do to supercharge that workout?
Yes, and make sure you check my homepage of my website for all of this info because we don't have lots of time now, but I encourage everyone to drink good alkaline water before and after a workout, and if you can carry a bottle with you during a workout. I always take E3 Live and Blue Magic. They're great whole food supplements to help give me energy during my workout. Fresh fruit is a great thing to eat before a workout because it digests quickly. And if you want to lose weight, if that's one of your goals, think about earning your breakfast. So get up, have a big glass of water, do the workout before you have breakfast to help you burn more calories throughout the day, and then have breakfast when you get back. So those are some things you might want to think about. Remember, all of this is in much more detail in my new book.
Yes, and the new book is called Invest in Yourself with Exercise, an excellent book. We just are touching the surface on these two programs. You go into greater detail on the best exercises to lose weight quickly, supercharging metabolism, which is so important, boosting energy, actually how to sleep better, how to look younger, my favorite section of the book, and it's all available in the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Just at the end here, if people are still not convinced or they still find it difficult, any final words of thought to them? And I guess maybe that's where we started with all of the positive benefits of getting some exercise.
Yeah, and I'll emphasize that no one will be motivated to work out 100% of the time. But for those of you that have an exercise program and you're rarely motivated, think about the following. Is it lack of variety? Is it an emotional challenge? What are you afraid of if you achieve your fitness goals? Are you pushing too hard? Do you have clear-cut short- and long-term fitness goals? Have you decided that getting in better shape is not a top priority? Keep in mind that you should always be working out because you want to do it for you and not because you're doing it for someone else. So I say commit to your exercise program, accept and expect the best for yourself, and advance confidently in the direction of your goals and dreams.
All of this information, the 15 surefire tips that we've talked about in the last two programs, in greater detail in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, this really has come out of what all of your life experiences, and I mentioned before, working with literally hundreds of people in trying to get them into regular exercising, a better lifestyle. This really is the result of all of your work up to this point, isn't it?
Yes, and with the hundreds of thousands of people around the world, we're all the same. It's interesting, no matter what race or religion or age, we all want to be healthy. And I emphasize to everyone that you have to become the CEO and president of your body and your health. And you have to think differently. The body reflects the mind reflects the spirit, and all three are connected. So eating healthy foods, Rick, gives you a more positive attitude. choosing to be grateful for your miraculous body makes it easier to exercise and get good sleep at night. So make each day your healthful day and make your health a top priority, because an investment in your health, your body, your life is the best investment you can make.
An excellent program, actually two excellent programs. They're available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. They're also posted at Dr. Susan's website. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Dr. Susan's website is susansmithjones.com. Information there on all of her books, including her newest, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. A lot of great information over the course of the last couple of programs, Dr. Susan. As always, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next time.
We will be back and do it again. Once again, information on the book available at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. The new book is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. All the information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.